Although the hose and engine companies were often trying to kill each other, this wasn't always the case. In 1847, the sugar refinery of George L. Brumman Company partially collapsed, and the walls fell on employees. 27 of those injured were members of the Fairmount Engine and Perseverance Hose Companies. Two men died, Andrew Butler and Charles Hines, both members of the Perseverance Hose Company. When a funeral was held for the two men killed, over 3,000 firefighters from 51 fire companies attended the funeral, which reportedly stretched for 3 miles. The firemen, whose normal uniforms were ornate, dug out their parade gear and marched through the city in full finery to honor the dead. George Broom rebuilt his sugar refinery into the building you see here.